Welcome to episode 4 of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. I'm Walter Johnson. Several things to talk about in episode 4 of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. And I'm going to start with Westover's stunning win over Monroe at Hugh Mills Stadium in Albany last week. And also shutout wins by the Pelham Hornets and the Lee County Trojans. And also a look at some other scores from around the area in Albany and surrounding areas, and a quick look ahead to this week's action, week number 4. Hard to believe August is already come and gone, and we're deep into September. And it seems like time flies by fast. But anyway, and let's get started with this edition of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. And we'll start with the Westover Patriots getting their first win under first-year head coach Olton Downs. And the Patriots, behind the solid effort on defense, handed the Monroe Tornadoes their first loss of the season. The final score, the Westover Patriots 26 and the Monroe Tornadoes 6. And one of the scores that Westover had came from the defense, as Cameron Bergeron returned an interception 99 yards for a touchdown. So a 99-yard pick 6 helped propel Westover to their first win of the season. The Patriots are now 1-1. And the only other game the Patriots have played so far came against the Cook, and the Hornets got a stiff challenge from the Patriots, and holding on for a 14-10 win, and the Patriots gave the Cook all it could handle before losing 14-10, and I hope to get the Cook a little bit later in this podcast. And as for Monroe, the Tornadoes scored 98 points in their first two games. Scored a combined 98 points in their first two games. A 47-14 season opening win over Jordan of Columbus back on August 17th. And then the following Friday, August 24th, Monroe overcame an early double-digit deficit to defeat Terrell County, 51-32. And this past week against Westover, however, the points were just hard to come by. Just way too many mistakes for Monroe. And doesn't matter who you play. Doesn't matter that team is ranked number one in the state or 100th or somewhere in between. You make too many mistakes. You make too many turnovers. And eventually, it can cost you the game. And sadly for Monroe, and the Tornadoes paid dearly for their mistakes another takeaway from that game was, and the Tornadoes were forced to punt on 4 of their first 5 possessions, and according to the story in the weekend edition of the Albany Herald. So Monroe loses for the first time in the season. Westover gets its first win under new head coach Olton Downs. And being the team like Monroe, and especially considering that Monroe is an arch rival of Westover's, you know, a rivalry that dates back now nearly half a century. Getting a win like this is a definite confidence booster for the Patriots going forward. And it looks like the Patriots are going to need all the confidence they can get, because this Thursday, September 6th, the open GHSA Region 1-4A play on the road in Columbus, Georgia, against the Blue Devils of Columbus High School. And so very hard to believe that Columbus still has its flagship high school open in Columbus High, whereas here in Albany, I mean, it's been more than a year, well over a year since Albany High was shut down permanently by a 4-3 vote at the Daugherty County Board of Education back on June 6, 2017. But back to Westover for a moment. So Westover opens the season in Columbus, in Columbus, Georgia, that is, taking on Columbus High on Thursday, September 6th. And then they'll be back in Columbus a week later on Friday, September 14th, against Northside Columbus. Correction, the Patriots will return home for the first of three games at Hugh Mills Stadium and on September 14th against Northside Columbus. Then hosting Cairo on September 21st. And after a bye week, they'll host Shaw. And then October 12th, and they visit Carver, Columbus. And then October 19th, it should be a big game, hosting Daugherty, and then finishing up the season with back-to-back road games at America Sumter and another new head coach, another first-year head coach in Larry Harold. And on November 1st, Westover will return to Columbus for the final time this season, closing things out against Hardaway. And Northside of Columbus and America Sumter are tied for the Region 1 4A lead at 1-0 in region play. And Northside of Columbus is 2-0 overall, and America Sumter sits at 1-1 overall, losing to Crisp County, and while defeating Daugherty for their only win so far. And going to move right along to the shutout wins by the Pelham Hornets and the Lee County Trojans, the defending state champions in GHSA Class 6A. And we'll start with I'm starting with the Pelham Hornets. And the Hornets started 3-0 in a Thursday night contest against the Bakerton Community Charter School Blazers out of Bakerton, Georgia, some 10 miles or so south of Albany in northern Mitchell County. And Pelham picked up the convincing 63-0 win over Bakerton Charter. And Bakerton was trying to start the season at 2-0 for the first time in their brief 9-year history. But Pelham had other ideas. And the amazing thing about Pelham, and they yet to give up a point. Yet to give up even so much as an extra point or safety or even a field goal. Never mind a touchdown. And Pelham has outscored its opponents 161-0. Yes, 161-0. And that's unbelievable to me. In the first three games, I mean, you not only win, you win convincingly, and not even give up a single point so far. And the Hornets are off this week, and they return to action on Friday, September 14th, 2018, against the Terrell County Green Waves. And moving up 60 or 70 or so plus miles up U.S. Highway 19 in Leesburg, Georgia, the Lee County Trojans, the defending Class 6A state champions, squared off against last year's runners-up in Class 3A in the Peach County Trojans out of Middle Georgia, Fort Valley. And in a game that didn't kick off until around 8:40 p.m. Local time last Friday, the Trojans cruised to a 33-0 victory over Peach County. And almost similar to Pelham, and Lee County's getting off to an excellent start. And Lee County's outscored its opponents 115-9 so far in this contest in this season. And the only points that Lee County's allowed have either been on defense and the scoop and score against Daugherty to open the season at the Hamp Smith Classic on the campus of Albany State University, and as well as an early field goal against the defending state champions of Class 8A in Florida, and Dr. Phillips of Orlando. And Lee County were going to defeat Daugherty easily, 47-6, and then in the Georgia versus Florida State Champions Challenge, it was Lee County defeating Dr. Phillips also in convincing fashion, 35-3. And Lee County shut out Peach County 33-0. And it seems like Lee County's been getting the job done so far, and especially on defense. And just like Pelham, Lee County hasn't given up a touchdown yet, or at least an offensive touchdown. Neither Pelham. You see, and Pelham hasn't allowed a single touchdown so far this season. And Lee County is yet to give up an offensive touchdown. And so it's so obviously both Lee County and Pelham are getting off to amazing starts in 2018. And look at scores from some other games from week 3 of this 2018 high school football season here in Southwest Georgia. And while Pelham was pummeling Bacon Charter 63-0, and the only other team from Southwest Georgia that played on Thursday night, August 30th of 2018, was the Bainbridge Bearcats out of Bainbridge, Georgia. And the Bearcats crossed the state line into Florida to face Lincoln and Tallahassee. And the game was originally scheduled for this past Friday, August 31st, but was moved to Thursday night, last Thursday, due to Lincoln's home stadium being resided in a new round of grass. And at last check, and that grass didn't appear to be ready it wouldn't be ready in time for the season to end. So as a result, the game was moved to Gene Cox Stadium down in Tallahassee. But in any case, it was Bainbridge losing for the first time this year. And the Lions of Lincoln High School won 28-6 over Bainbridge. And moving on to Friday action. And the Worth County Rams have now lost 14 games in a row, dating back to their first round playoff game back in 2016 on Veterans Day. In fact, it was on Veterans Day, Friday, November 11th, 2016. That was the last time a Worth County squad picked up a victory. And see, go back a couple of years to 2016. And Worth County's last win came in the first round of the state playoffs in Class AAA. And the Rams rolled past Southeast Bullock 35-7 in the first round on Veterans Day, Friday, November 11th, 2016. And the following week, Worth County was eliminated by Greater Atlanta Christian up in Gwinnett County, 34-21. Greater Atlanta Christian with a victory in GAC into Worth County's 2016 campaign at 7-5 overall. And Jason Tone would step down from the head coaching job at Worth County the following season. and Ben Simmons became the Rams head coach in 2017. And the Rams had their first ever winless season at 0-10. And Simmons left the program after just one season. So that brings us to right now. And the Rams lost 28-19 to Turner County and 33-21 to Dooley County last week. And the Rams fell to Tift County 46-6. Convincing win by the Blue Devils last week. So it'll be a convincing win by the Blue Devils last week. And this is getting easier for interim head coach Frankie Carroll and the Worth County Rams. And they'll travel to Blakely, Georgia to face the Early County Bobcats. And speaking of the Bobcats, they handed the Cook Hornets, also out of Region 1-3A, their first loss of the season. And Early County pitched a 17-0 shutout over Cook. And Cook had a couple of close wins to start the season. And they, and as I mentioned earlier, Cook held off Westover 14-10 in their opener. And then had to rally from behind to top Turner County 16-13. And then they pitched a shutout over Cook 17-0. And the Bobcats will try to win their third straight game after losing their opener to Thomas County Central back on August 17th. And the Rams will, and the Bobcats of Early County will host the Rams of Worth County. And interesting thing there is after the Worth County game, and the Bobcats will have a bye for the week of September 14th, and then they'll have back-to-back road games. Early County will at Tallahassee, Alabama, and at Dothan, Alabama. And then after another bye week, they open region play at home against Brooks County. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Early County. And some more final scores. And Mitchell County, and after losing their opener at Brooks County, got their first win of the season as the Eagles out of Camilla crushed Chattahoochee County 41-14. And then another Region 1 single-A score. The Miller County Pirates rolled past Terrell County 51-8. And Miller County, Miller County finally opened its season after spending the first 2 weeks off. So, I mean, that's a... the first 2 weeks... the Pirates didn't even take the field once, but when they finally did take the field, it seemed like that team didn't even skip a beat. And final score once again, Miller County 51, Terrell County 8, and the Green Waves dropped to 0-3 on the season. So another rough start for Terrell County, 0-3 on the year. So Terrell County indeed is 0-3. So it looks like it might be a struggle for the Green Waves to try to even get to 500. Never mind make a serious run at the playoffs. In other scores, Turner County pitched a shutout over Taylor County 30-0. And some GISA action. The Deerfield Windsor Knights went to Alabama, Phoenix City, Alabama, and got their second straight win in close fashion, and edging out Glenwood 13-10. And the Westwood Wildcats out of Camilla were shut out by Robert Dumas Christian Academy out of Lyons in Southeast Georgia. Final score 49-0. And lastly, congratulations And before you get to that, and the Thomasville Bulldogs lost for the first time all season, and they were crushed by the Colquitt County Packers, 50-3, 5-0, 50 points for Colquitt County, only 3 for Thomasville. And it seems like head coach Rush Probst has that team focused. And after losing to North Gwinnett in a heartbreaker on the last second field goal in last year's Class 7A title game, and it seems like the Packers are on a mission. And as for Thomasville, and after getting a close win over arch rival Cairo, and then trouncing Class 5A Thomas County Central, another arch rival, and the Bulldogs struggled mildly against Colquitt County, and Thomasville will be facing Miramar, facing the team out of Florida this week, facing Everglades out of Miramar, Florida, and way down in South Florida. And it's followed by games against Cook and Crisp County, both out of Region 1 AAA, to close out their non-region slate. So Thomasville hosts Everglades out of Miramar, Florida this week, and then after a bye week, they'll close out September with a home game against Cook and an away game against Crisp County up in Cordele to close out the 2018 season. And but again, Thomasville falls big time at Colquitt County, 50-3. And before I get to the top game, get to the action for week 4, and congratulations go out to the Eagles of Sherwood Christian Academy, who snapped a 29-game losing streak and are defeating Portola Charter out of Edison, Georgia, 33-12. The final score, Sherwood Christian Academy beats Portola Charter, the Panthers. And prior to their win last week, Sherwood had lost 29 straight games, with their last win coming in the GICAA championship game. And Sherwood Christian beat Calvary Christian for the championship in the SCA's inaugural season in the GICAA, which stands for the Georgia Independent Christian Athletic Association. And now for a brief look at this week's games. And one of the top games involving teams here in Albany and surrounding areas, got the Lee County Trojans making a short trip up U.S. Highway 19 to Americus, Georgia, to take on the Americus Sumter Panthers in a battle of region champions. And not only is Lee County the defending state champion in Class 6A, they're also the defending Region 1 6A champions, and they'll face the defending Region 1 4A Americus Sumter Panthers. And under first-year head coach Larry Harold, who replaced Eric Soliday, and who stepped down from that job to take the head coaching job at GISA Class AAA TIFF area in TIFF County in the tiny town of Chula, Georgia. But as far as this year is concerned, Lee County will be looking to go to 4-0 and continue their tremendous start. And Lee County won last year's meeting in convincing fashion over America Sumter. So Lee County picked up the victory over America Sumter. The final score, 49-14. I wouldn't be surprised at this point if Lee County, Lee County and America, wouldn't surprise me, both Lee County and America's Sumter found themselves contending for region championships again this year. And and seeing America Sumter, and it'll be interesting to see how that team fares in their own backyard against this Trojans team that is only now a total of 9 points so far in 2018. And another game to keep an eye on here, involving teams here in our area. Got the Deerfield Windsor Knights already starting off 2-0, but both of their wins being close, facing Heritage out of Newnan, Georgia, just southwest of Atlanta. And Heritage comes in at 3-0 on the season. And Deerfield Windsor, believe it or not, is 2-0 for the first time since 2010. And the Knights would go on to win the state championship that season. And then and another thing about that 2010 season is that they beat Mount DeSales. They beat Mount DeSales out of Macon. And now a member of the GHSA on a long field goal as time expired. Really, really scary. I mean, it was really sweaty, but somehow the Knights managed to pull out the win. And speaking of close wins, both of Deerfield's wins were very close. I mean, they came from behind to knock off Westfield 15-12 then last week. And they traveled to Phenix City, Alabama, and defeated Glenwood 13-10. And see, in the quarterback, according to the Albany Herald at albanyherald.com, quarterback Jack Kimbrell has passed for over 430 yards in two games. And as for Heritage, and they opened the season with a convincing win over, you know, opened the season with a 26-point win over Terrell Academy. 36-10 was the final score in that game. And they've also pulled out, and they also had easy victories over Flint River and GISA newcomer Creekside Christian. And some other games of interest involving teams in our area. And the Daugherty Trojans were open. Daugherty Trojans, after a bye last week, well, hit the road and they'll be joining the Westover Patriots in Columbus, taking on Shaw. And Daugherty will be looking for its first win under new head coach Damian Gary. And they'll be looking to get that win against the Raiders. And I already mentioned Westover and Columbus. And both teams are 1-1 overall. And it's the region opener for both the Patriots and the Blue Devils. And Shaw finished just 1-9 a year ago, and he opened with a 48-0 shutout win over Kendrick, but lost a couple weeks ago to Northside Columbus. And a look at the rest of the schedule from the Southwest Georgia Network coverage area. And Monroe will try to bounce back from its first loss of the season when he hosts the 3-0 Panthers from Perry High School out of Perry, Georgia. And Perry has wins over Houston County and west side of Macon. Or you mentioned Worth County going to Early County. And the Bobcats wins so far have come against Eufaula of Alabama, as well as over Cook and Mitchell County. Will hit the road to face Miller County. And with the top 24 teams in the Final Four, the final power ratings for Class Single A public schools, every single game will be important going forward. And this game between Mitchell County and Miller County will really, really be important. And Bacon and Charter will play host to Seminole County this week. up in Camilla and Seminole County after being blasted by Bainbridge in their opener a couple of weeks ago, a couple of weeks before. Edged Calhoun County in the defense, and Calhoun County dropping to 0-2 overall and 0-1 GHSA Region 1 single A. And the Cougars out of Edison, Georgia, will look for their first win of the season at home against Stewart County. Has a first-year head coach, and Ashley Harden, as Harden with an E, spelled H-A-R-D-E-N. And before coming to Stewart County, Harden had a successful run at Twiggs County, both in Middle Georgia, and rounding things out for games involving teams in Albany and surrounding area. Edmund Burke and the Westwood Wildcats, sitting at 1-2 overall, will hit the road as well, traveling to Monticello, Georgia, to take on Piedmont with a record of 1 win, 0 losses, and 1 tie. And Piedmont fought Thomas Jefferson to that tie last week. Sure Christian, as mentioned earlier, snapped a 20-game losing streak with a win. Carter. And the Eagles are back on the road again this week, taking on John Hancock. And Patola has a bye. Patola Charter has a bye, as does Pelham and Terrell Academy. And some other games of interest in class, and down in Moultrie, Georgia, you got Class 7A Caulk. Class 6A Valdosta. Also, Thomas County Central looking to bounce back after being trounced by Thomasville. And the Hornets of Cook out of Adel, Georgia, are in that same position after the loss to Early County last week. And finally, the Golden Raiders of Southland Academy out of Americus, Georgia, will try to go to 3-0 when they host Loganville Christian out of Loganville, east of Atlanta. And that's going to do it for this edition of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. And remember, you can listen to the High School Football Roundup Podcast online at Southwest Georgia Network, online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. Follow the Southwest Georgia Network online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. Also follow on Twitter at SWGA Network. And this is Walter Johnson, thanking you for listening, and take care.